The views and opinions expressed on the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City do not necessarily reflect those of Birkin Broadcasting or its affiliates. Calypso, Alexia, and Sierra are personalities put on for your entertainment. Their stories are real. Their language is explicit. Their behavior is outrageous. If you can't take the heat, get the fuck out of the kitchen. Straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra, Calypso, and Alexia.
Good evening, ladies. How are you this week?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Evening. Hey, we've got some special guests in the studio this evening. We have Alexia's mom, Petra, who is the sex expert. And then we have my mom, Ziba, who happens to be the psycho dude expert.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. My name, Petra.
That's right.
I'm a sex expert. Just call.
And that number is 702-888-0072. For those listening slowly, 702-888-0072.
Yeah, I catch that every week when you do that. Introduce yourself, Ma.
I'm Ziba. I'm...
your...
psycho dude, Ma. Expert.
Psycho dude expert. They've got a really long story to tell.
And we all know you ladies out there have a psycho dude story, so yeah. Feel free.
Includes a lot of arrests and policemen and phone calls and text messages.
And detectives.
Right.
What is it? Temporary protection orders?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. It's like our own version of cops.
It almost was. That was all I needed was like some scraggly little camera dude to come up because I was totally
dressed. And some reggae guy in the back singing.
Yeah. Bad the boys. What chicken to do?
That was like reggae and Italian.
So I was not here last week. My Mikey was in the hospital, and he's perfectly fine now. And today was out working in the yard with his... clothes turned inside out.
So the fairies don't get in?
That's right. he's got a new shave. You see him? Very sexy. He's got the goatee and the thing going.
He's awesome. Looking kind of...
nice, nice.
Kind of like mountain man studly.
I know.
Oh, awesome. Can we call him Ledmo?
Yeah. Oh, and then today on Facebook, I posted that, you know, I love the way that he looks and I love the way that he's, you know... And he's been doing logic puzzles all week, so it's his tenacity and his versatility that I'm in love with today, right? And I get a message from some guy named Ahmed and it's in all caps and it says, "You have a boyfriend? Duh. It says it right on my profile."
Listen, Ahmed. Some of us are desirable, and not just by you. Left my burqa at home, sorry.
So what's any boy stories for you this week?
They're not really stories. It's the same old shit, different week.
I heard last week when I wasn't here, I did listen to the archive. You guys almost made me spit water out my nose. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I heard that you have been texting some guy from Geek to Geek.
No, I haven't been texting some guy from Geek to Geek. Last week, I sent him my phone number so we could start texting or phone calling. Not a fucking word from this douchebag.
So he's a lame Geek to Geek.
Yeah, he's a lame
Geek to Geek.
Yeah, right. And the other geek...
maybe he can't spell.
Well, he's a geek, he better be able to. And the other geek that I've been talking to, we've only been talking on Geek to Geek. We haven't exchanged numbers or anything yet. And he's actually heard the show, so I know you're listening, or you will be listening to the archives. And
call her, damn it.
He listened to the show and he was all like kind of butthurt and he was all like, "Oh, you know, sorry I'm not alpha male," and I'm like, I never once mentioned on the fucking show that I wanted an alpha male. I mean, I do, but I didn't say that. You know, and please remember the intro, you know, these are personas put on for your entertainment.
And gentlemen, just so we don't have any more asshurt feelings going on, we really don't sugarcoat anything here. So what we say is pretty much what we want.
That's true. And wait till we hear the stories from this week from Calypso here. Caligula Calypso.
Caligula Calypso.
Yeah. I won't ever make out with a guy in a parking lot. That's so high school.
Liar!
Ooh, that one hurt a little bit.
Alexia grabbed that knife right out of your back.
Right. Apparently, never say never.
Well, first of all, catch us up on Harry, because last week you said you had a lunch date with him this week.
I kind of saw him for breakfast. I don't know. I think it was Monday. And he was kind of quiet because he met me at a bar where a friend of mine bartends, and I hadn't seen her in a while, so I was killing two birds with one stone. And he came in, and there was a friend of hers there that's a fireman that always comes in. And the fireman was kind of flirting a little bit, and I think he got a little ass hurt.
Tough shit.
But when the fireman said to him, you know, oh, dude, you know, I'm sorry. I, you know, don't mean to be taking your girl away from you. And he's like, oh, no, we're just friends. Ooh. To which I looked and said, of his choosing, and continued to talk to the fireman. Now,
that was a big old fuck you, Harry.
Well, and that shit. I had a moment of weakness in the Harry department.
Really? And
what kind of moment?
Well, you know, ladies, all of us, every now and again, you know, we just we just get laid. Just gotta get laid.
It itches down there, yes. And no amount of scratching will help it. Right. And no amount of vibration will help
it. So I happened to call. I happened to be texting him, and I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just out running errands. And for some reason, I don't even remember how it got started, but I'm like, God, I need to get laid. And he's like, what are you doing Monday? And I said, I'm busy Monday. What are you doing in 10 minutes? And he's like, well, you know, I'll only be able to stay 20 or 30 minutes. I'm like, that's really all I need.
Not looking for a cuddle afterwards.
Right. So he gets there and I yell out the window to him, the garage door code. I don't even go downstairs to let him in. So he comes up the stairs and I'm already just laying there waiting. He goes, you're waiting already? I said, brother, I told you in 20, 30 minutes tops, we're done. You know, that's it. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if his tongue was paralyzed or if he used someone else's tongue the entire 5 months we were dating, but that was not the same tongue.
Ooh.
That was not the same tongue.
Just last week she was talking about how it was like two tongues and it
was
amazing.
Oh my God, it was all right. And the whole time I'm laying there, I'm actually thinking of you girls going, shit, I really got to talk to them about this because I don't know what happened.
Maybe he's out of practice.
Again, his choosing, because he could have gotten laid every day of the week and twice on Sunday. But no. So I'm laying there and he's like, are you ready for this? He says, I already finished.
What?
He had his pants on still.
What?
Right? And I just went, oh, God, really? So he's like, oh, I got to go. And I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking to myself, fucking finally, you know? So
get out.
He expects me to walk him out. And I'm just laying there under the covers. I'm like, you know where the door is. I said, bye, I'll call me later. Oh, and he's sitting there, he's looking at me, he goes, oh, okay. I'm like,
what, do you need money for fucking cab fare? Get the hell out.
Right.
Too funny.
He leaves, and I don't text him, I don't call him, I don't do anything, which is very out of the norm for me, you know, back in the day, right? So, like, an hour and a half later, he's like, how you feeling? I'm like,
Good, now that I've used my dildo.
I said, which I had to do, by the way, FYI. Because, yeah.
Do you still have the rabbit one?
Oh, honey. Are you kidding me? I go through some batteries like there's no tomorrow.
That thing's got 5 speeds, rotates in 6 different directions.
It does. It does. And has beads. Oh, or something, right?
Oh,
God. Yeah. Which apparently is better than any Harry out there. So, he's like, how you feeling? And I'm like, okay, how are you? And then I thought about it after I sent it, and I went, oh, shit. He was probably looking for a little, you know, something, something. And I just totally
ego
went,
boost.
Yeah. So he was like, oh, okay. I'll talk to you later. I'm like, all right. I didn't hear from him for like 2 days.
Burn.
So then he's like, you know, next time, can we, you know, go out for coffee or something? And I'm like, oh,
no.
Feeling a little neglected, are we? No, I have to get 2 jobs. I don't have time for you. Thanks. So, yeah. But I do have, oh, heads up, FYI, date after the show tonight.
That's right.
Yes.
Who's this with?
I've never met him. His name is Joe. Keep your fingers crossed.
Joe.
He texts me. He wanted me. He goes, I'm going to the Red Rooster tonight. Want to go?
Does he know that you've been?
I said, well, he does now that I told him I've been. And he said, I said, on she our said, first
hold on.
Date?
She said, hold on, let me go get my yearly pass.
I said, on our first date? And he goes, shouldn't have suggested that, huh? LOL. I'm like, I thought you wanted to go out for coffee. He goes, we could do that too.
They'll serve you coffee at the R&R.
That's right. They will give you coffee at the R&R.
He goes, have you ever been there? And I said, well, yes. And I said, have you? And he said, oh, yeah, many times. I'm like,
we've probably met him.
Right? I know. That's what I was thinking.
He's not Canadian, is he?
I don't know. That's what I thought. Please don't let him be the Canadian, and please don't let him be the ugly weirdo in the corner.
What about Jesus?
What about Jesus? What?
Who? The guy with the penis that kept rubbing it all over.
Oh, that's right. The first time I was there scared me.
He was too adorable.
Well, I mean, you know, after you get kind of comfortable after 15, 20 minutes, but I mean, the minute you sit down, there's someone's penis rubbing on your arm. It's a little intimidating. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Would you take your mom there?
Yes.
Yeah, we'd love to take you there.
We'd love to take you there.
That would be awesome.
Just the things you see and then the reaction that you have. That's all we want. We just want to go for your reactions.
It gives you hope. In my opinion, it gives you hope.
That's why she took me to the adult toy store the other day.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah. That's awesome. I take my mom to the adult toy store because she needs a new dildo because her ex made her throw her old one away.
Because he was intimidated?
Yeah, because he said it's
ago,
like...
How long ago did you throw it away?
2 years.
So you've been relying on regular guy cock for 2 years?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm so sorry. Right? I was going to say, oh, sister.
Yeah, we needed to update that. So we don't go to the Red Chrome over on Cheyenne, just past Nellis. Just east of Nellis, west of Nellis.
Right.
So we go in there, and it's the middle of the day on a Wednesday, and the parking lot is packed. And I'm like, the parking lot's never packed at the Red Chrome because it's like a really sleazy place. Usually a big black dude who works in there.
I like that place. I don't think it's a sleazy place
at all. It's cool, but it's like in the middle of an industrial park area. Right. So, yeah, you know, that's where all the truckers go. So it's not that the place is sleazy. It's the clientele.
That's right around the house, right around the corner from our house, Mom.
Video arcade is always cool.
I know where that is. Petra's the sex expert. You think she doesn't know where that is?
That's right. She's got a revolving account in there.
She doesn't just have a drawer of fun stuff. She's got a closet, I'm sure.
With a guard dog and a padlock.
I can go to Fritere and find him, too.
That's right. There you go.
Cucumber in there.
That's right. Vegetables are good for not just eating anymore.
Oh,
yeah.
Yikes.
That's why you put it in your eyes, you know?
Right. Put it on your eyes and your pussy.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good all over.
Uh-huh. So and it's what, 59 cents each?
It's busy in the middle of the day.
It's busy. And I realized why it's busy, because there's this super hot chick behind the counter. She's got tits from here to Timbuktu and a waist about as big around as my thigh. Which is, you know, actually kind of big, so. But she's really adorable. Like, I would fuck her. Like, she was hot, right? And she's like, what can I help you guys, your ladies with today? And
I'm like, your mom just stole a look at you?
Like, she's like, what?
Yeah, well.
I guess you never told her that you kind of go both ways.
I didn't.
She did now.
Hi, Mom.
Surprise.
Surprise. Gay. No. Not gay. Not gay. Just. Anyway, so we go in. And she goes, how can I help you ladies today? And at first, there was all these guys kind of milling around the counter. But then we walked in and realized it was two chicks. And that they just scattered like fucking cockroaches off to the edges of the building. All to pick out their porno movies. They all bought porn. All of them. While we were standing there, every guy came up, 2, 3, 4 porno videos.
Right on, gentlemen.
Yeah, it was awesome. But they all kept looking over their shoulders at us. So she asked, what can
she
I help
was loud.
You? Well, oh yeah, the girl was loud. I mean, she had no idea. She just didn't care. She's like, what can I help you, ladies?
I guess she really can't in that kind of work.
Yeah. I said, my mom needs a dildo. And she goes, oh, what kind? And comes out from around the counter, starts grabbing them off the shelves, bringing them up.
Batteries in them.
Putting batteries in them and then touching her with them.
I need a dressing room to try these on first.
Yeah, it was awesome. So she ends up taking my mom off to the back of the store, and I'm literally just standing up front. They have this big booth of incense, so I'm just standing up there sniffing incense sticks while my mom's off picking out a dildo. It was awesome. And then we come up and we get in line, and the guys are kind of standing away from us, and she's, you know, checking out with her big purple penis. Now she's a big purple dildo. It's awesome.
Yay.
Yeah, that hangs on the wall.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's got a wall hanger. You can hang it on the wall.
Do you have it hanging on your wall?
That is awesome. My son goes in that bedroom, though. Okay. It's not hanging.
That is awesome.
What is that, she's... Grandma? Yeah.
That's Grandma's fun stick.
That's my dildo art.
Dildo art.
That's so the next time she brings a date home, she's like, okay, if you're smaller than this, I'm going to need you to go ahead and go home now.
Place your penis in the box.
So is it like, is it just a big purple one, or does it have the beads and the little?
No, it's got nubbies.
Clit
it's just
just a normal.
It's
dildo.
Just a dildo, but it's got some ribbed for her pleasure stuff going on, and it's got three speeds. And she's like, they come with speeds now. I'm like, yeah, mine's got a kickstart and a turbo speed. What the hell?
Do you have any dildos, Mom?
No, I don't. No? I just use cucumber.
You just use cucumber. she is from the country. She's very all natural.
And although I love your mom, I don't think I'm going to be eating dinner over anymore. Anything with cucumbers in it.
I yeah. Going back and sweet the red apple. So don't eat the salad.
The salad tastes kind of fishy. It's my special dressing.
And for all
it's
of
only
those,
for the guys.
For all of you who are wondering, I am not an orphan. I do have a mom. She's in the Midwest. It's 11 o'clock there, and she's night-night right now. So hi, Mom. Not that she's going to hear this. But
hi, Mom.
Just anyway.
I love your mom. When I went on a road trip with Calypso, we went out to...
the Midwest.
To the Midwest. To go visit, to take care of some business. And while we were there, her mom took us out partying all night. We went to this roadhouse. They live in a town of, what is it, like 500 people in this town. And they go, let's go
it's
out
like
drinking.
2,000 maybe.
Oh, okay. So this, let's go out drinking. We drive like 15, 20, 35 30
miles.
To go to another town to go drinking. I'm like, I saw a bar back at the town we were at. He goes, you don't drink in a town this small.
Where you live. That's kind of like you don't shit where you eat. You don't drink where you live when you live in those
kind
of
places. Her mom is great, though. Her mom was flirting with everybody the entire night. It was awesome.
You should have seen it. I had the Trailblazer at the time. So we have me, Alexia, my mom, my sister, my mom's friend, and my brother in the back where there's no seats, laying down flat till we get out of town so the cops won't see him.
He's doing it Jesus style, right?
Right.
Exactly. And we get to this little shit kicker bar it's not even in a building. It's like one of those metal hangar warehouse things.
Awesome.
And I'm looking at her as we pull up, and I'm like, Mom, what the hell is this? She goes, just trust me.
It's like Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Exactly. We walk in, and it was like, I have never been to this state. Apparently I moved and the state did an overhaul because all of these men I walked in, I'm like, pretty, oh my God. Whereas you'd walk in and go, no teeth, bib overalls, farmer, not on your life.
Right.
So there were, I mean, wall to wall men, and I just don't know who
corn
to look at
fed,
first.
Corn fed.
Oh my God. And some of them are visiting from the eastern side of the state, from the military base. So, you know, they walk in with the country little swagger going on, you know. So we get a table, and they get a pool table. And next thing I know, I look over, my mom's down in beers, and she's like picking out dudes, and she's going over and hanging on one, and while she's hanging on one, she's kissing another one.
And every time Calypso goes, man, that guy's cute, she walks right over, my daughter thinks you're cute.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you come over to the table and talk to her? I bet she'll give you a kiss.
And then if they don't walk over right away, she is all over them like, what? All right. Uh-huh. She's like hugging on them. And
oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Mom trying to get laid?
Mom gets laid on a regular basis. Bless her fucking heart.
Nice.
Yes. She gets more ass than I do.
Wow.
Right?
Well, at least we know where you get your Caligula tendencies from.
Right. And she's not even my mom. She's my stepmom. So I got it like strictly through osmosis or something.
Well, we miss her not being here.
I know. I miss her too.
But we do have my mom.
Yes, you do.
Yes, we do. Tell us a little bit about your sex life. What's it like?
Sex life's good. It's wonderful.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You know why that is? She has a boyfriend that's 20 years younger than her.
Petra's a cougar.
That's right.
She's going to trade him in pretty soon. He's getting a little old.
Yes, right.
He's almost my age.
Gotta trade the 40-year-old in for two 20s?
That's right.
Make some change on that?
Make some change on that.
That's right.
So do you have any great stories about guys? I know you dated a pilot once. How did that go?
It's okay.
It's okay?
He's good.
Was he good in bed?
Good in bed.
Oh, nice. That's good to know. Pilots.
Was he commercial pilot or military pilot?
Commercial pilot.
All right.
That's a long time ago.
Don't you have a pilot story, Calypso? Do I have a pilot story?
Yes you do.
I have. I forgot. I forgot. Oh my god.
Tell us about your pilot.
Should I mention the airline? I probably shouldn't mention the airline.
No, don't mention the airline.
Okay. Well, as you all know, we all have the horror stories of the internet dating, okay? And all these internet dating men, ladies, if you're listening, don't be fooled, because no matter what they say and no matter how wonderful they seem, in the background you will hear a voice saying, cocksucker, because they all are. So I meet this guy, we're, you know, texting back and forth, and, oh, my flight's coming in, and I'm going to be in, you know, town for a couple days, and I'd love to go and have dinner and the movies and hang out, and I think it'd be really cool. And I was like, oh my god, you sound great. And I called the girls, and I'm like, guess what? He's a pilot.
So
excited, right? Sends me these body shots, and I'm like, holy shit, are you
kidding me? They were pretty hot,
yeah,
body shots.
Like, oh my god. So he calls me or texts me, one or the other. I'm in town. Come meet me. I said, okay, where do you want to meet? Well, I'm staying at da-da-da-da-da. I'm thinking, okay, well, innocent enough, right? He flies in. He has no car. Okay, where do you want to go? Oh, no, I don't want to go anywhere.
What?
I said, what do you mean you don't want to go anywhere? I thought you wanted to go to dinner.
Room service?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So he says to me, how would you feel if I just left the door unlocked? And I said, what the hell does that mean to me? Aren't you coming down to get in the car? And he goes, no, I was thinking we could entertain ourselves up here. Mm-mm. And I went,
I ain't meeting some strange man in a hotel room.
What? Mm. Red flag. Red flag. I said,
I watch
so
CSI,
you want
bitch.
Me, I said, you want me to go up to a hotel room to meet some strange man that I've never met before by myself? And you know what he says to me?
What?
If it makes you feel better, you could stand in the doorway and watch me jack off.
Oh.
Wow.
I said, as strange as this sounds, no, doesn't make me feel any better. He goes, would you like security to come up with you? And I said, would you like them to watch you jack off? I said, maybe we're just not meant to be. So he begged me for like an hour and a half text message after, come on, please, I'll give you the room number. It's da-da-da-da-da, whatever room. I'm here. I'm waiting for you. I'm naked on the bed, he says. I said, have a good time. I'm going out with the girls.
That's right. You came over. We all went out.
Yes. Funny, I never heard from him again.
Nice.
Well, that's good.
Go figure, right? So, yeah, that's my pilot story. It was a good one. Yeah, so.
You have any tips for us? I want to ask, this is usually a show about us big girls. We're very curvaceous here. My mom is rail. She thinks she's fat. She thinks she needs to lose 5 pounds.
Woman weighs 150 soaking wet, if that.
Absolutely beautiful Asian woman. And does it bother you having a large daughter? Does it bother you having a large daughter?
No, not at all.
Large?
No. No, no, you're not.
No.
Do you ever worry about us dating and meeting men or anything like that?
There's a lot of guys like big lady.
Yeah? Yeah.
I don't care who I date, big, skinny, fat, and no matter what's inside a person.
That's good.
You know?
That's awesome.
I don't see you as a big person. I see you as a person. Right?
That's right. My mom's famous for, I think you need to lose some weight. But here, eat this first.
That's always good.
Yeah. That's great. I love it.
That's awesome. So what about you? Fill us in any new stuff with Mike besides his illness.
He's got the sexy new studly
That's it?
Facial. I'm not gonna make you girls jealous.
Whatever.
Someone thinks, you know what, kosher cooter, golden pussy, what is that? What
I
really?
Know that booby therapy can set you back in sickness instead of make you better.
But in this case, not so much, is what you're saying?
I did learn that this week, that, you know, when he was sick, I thought booby therapy would work, and had a great time, and no.
No.
Made him worse?
No, we went to the emergency room.
Oh, God, you did it? It's your fault.
You did it.
Oh, my God.
I tried to kill my boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Alexia's tits sent her boyfriend to the emergency room.
Awesome. That, you know what? That is your claim to fame right there, sister. I know. There you go. There you go.
If anyone would like to call in and ask either the sex expert a question or the psycho dude expert a question, our phone number is 702-888-0072.
Don't be shy.
Please don't be shy, because we're not.
Let's find out why your mom is the psycho dude expert.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'll let mom tell the how I met him and how we ended up living together story. And then I'll take over the psycho part.
Okay, hold on just a second. Your other daughter wants you to say hello to your grandkids for a second.
Why are her grandkids listening to this show?
She's going to send them away right after Grandma says,
Hi, say, hi, Morgan. It's Grandma. I'm a sex expert.
Watch your switches.
You going to have any kind of sex you want to know, you ask Grandma.
Oh, shit. That's great. Your sister's like, thanks, Mom.
Somehow I get the feeling she's like this at home, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure. So fill us in. Tell us all about it.
How I met the psycho?
Yes, please.
At a bar.
Ooh. Okay. We're in town? Was it in town?
Yeah. It's okay. Called Spanky's.
Oh. Which may have been a red flag.
It should have been. Comes up and goes, live around here? And I'm like, sorta. Then that was it.
You guys hit it off?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Well, back at least in. You hit it off.
We had things in common.
Yeah. Did you guys get shit-faced that night?
And it was a wonderful first year. The second year started.
Yeah, it started sliding.
And it was drugs. I found out at the end that...
That'll
it changes
do it every
your
time.
Personality.
My psycho dude.
Psycho.
My psycho dude. Drugs. Same thing.
You know, they're a bad, bad thing, gentlemen. Never, ever, ever touch them. They will fuck up your life.
Yeah, drugs and alcohol will really fuck you up. Not, I mean, alcohol's awesome, but everything in moderation.
Right.
I happen to like some drugs, you know, recreational. But I don't do them, but...
Well, but you know what? You know, have to be of mind to be able to handle it.
Yeah. There's a difference between smoking a bowl of pot like once or twice a year and living with a joint in your mouth every fucking day, every minute of the day. Right. Or taking meth or smoking heroin or any of that.
Or cooking crack in the bathtub. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. No, so about a year ago, my mom's boyfriend, we'll call him Richard Shanna.
Awesome.
A.K.A. Richard Lamer. L-A-M-E-R. It's Lamer.
Lamer.
Totally Lamer.
All right.
Yeah. Dickbag, by the way. Restriction.
And that's his real name for you ladies out there who might be thinking about getting into a relationship with this guy.
Right. If a guy by the name of Richard Chan or Richard Lamer tries to hit up on you, just know that he's a douchebag. He's going to use you, abuse you, and then lose you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a restraining order against him right now.
So fill us in. Tell us the story.
Okay, so about a month ago, a year ago, he started getting really, really bitchy to me and my sister.
Right, I remember you telling me.
Right, my baby sister lives with my mom. She pays rent. We went through all this. She pays rent and all that good shit. And, you know, she helps my mom out. My mom helps her out. It's really, like, it's a very cohesive relationship.
Right, right.
Besides, my sister's hardly ever home and has practically her own apartment up there, so... She doesn't have to come out of her room unless she needs to eat.
So whenever she was home, he was always bitchy with her.
Right.
Yeah.
And whenever you came over, he was always bitchy with me.
Or he would leave. Like, my mom works graves, right? So she's gone in the middle of the night, and she's asleep by the early afternoon. Well, he would say, if I was hanging out over there, he'd be like, hey, I'm going to take off. I'll be back in like an hour. And then he wouldn't be back until... 8, 9, 10 hours later, just as my mom's waking up to get ready for work. He'd be gone all day. And then he'd stay up for 3 or 4 hours after she leaves and then go to sleep and then be up before she got home. He was, like, not really sleeping all that much. And when he was sleeping, it was all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was awful, horrible. Well, about a month ago, he and my sister got into an argument. And my sister was like, the argument really was... not entirely the fault of my sister, but a lot of the blame laid on her. And she knows that. She has a quick temper and a quicker mouth. She will just, she'll snap at the drop of a hat and she'll say things she doesn't mean. She always apologizes afterwards. Always does. You know, and if you've been around her for 2 years, you know this about her, mm-hmm. and you either accept it or you don't.
Right.
Well, I guess he didn't.
Well, I guess right. he didn't. Right. So they get into a fight and Samantha's like, you know what? I'm, you know, it's my bad. We'll talk to each other. We'll talk to each other and we'll work it out. And, you know, it'll be no big deal. You know, he'll be mad, whatever. He wouldn't talk to her, refused to talk to her. And my mom's like, well, you know, you've got to talk to him. You've got to talk to her. You guys got to work it out. You're both adults. And he's like, I'm packing my shit and I'm moving out unless you kick her out. And my mom's like,
she's my daughter. She's blood.
Yeah. She's my daughter. She's blood. I'm not going to kick her out.
Right.
She pays more rent than you do.
Has a little thing called a job.
Right. Education, job, can read and write.
Oh, responsibilities. He hasn't been employed for 2 years.
Yeah, he's been unemployed for 2 years and not for lack of trying either. I've been on more interviews in the last year than he has in two.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Awesome.
So he packed his shit and moved out.
My mom.
Helped.
Yay!
Yeah, it's not like he could drive himself somewhere. My mom had to take him. He didn't have his own vehicle.
Right.
So my mom drives him, and for the next week, it's all about, you know, you got to kick your daughter out. You got to kick your daughter out. She's leeching the life out of you, blah, 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 blah. My mom's like, I'm not going to do it. Either you get over it and come back, or don't get over it and don't come back. That's how it's going to be. And he decides he doesn't want to get over it. Well, then we find out he's doing meth. Has been for the last, like, 8 months, at least.
Wow.
He will cop to the 8 months of doing meth.
Didn't you find out something else?
Yes, and stealing. My mom's pistol went missing. We looked for it the day after he was gone, and it was missing.
Right.
So we were freaked out about that. Then we start looking through the house, and every day we find something new that's missing and something new. And it's stuff that couldn't have been taken when he moved. It's stuff that's been taken over
to
the
support
years,
his habit.
To support, yeah, either over the months or years that he's been with her.
Right.
To support his habit. Taken, sold, traded, whatever.
Right.
To support his habit.
Right.
Eventually, in the end, he cops to all of this. He says, yeah, I took the coins. My mom had a collection of old silver coins, real silver coins, that was left to her by her mom. And they're gone.
Oh.
A whole roll of original Buffalo Head nickels.
Oh, God.
Right. Gone. So he finally cops that, tries to blame everything that's stolen on some other person in his life.
Of
everything.
Course.
His brothers, his friends.
Kids,
you know, everybody.
Everybody.
But himself.
Everybody but himself. Even going so far as to blame my mom's practically adopted daughter, my practically adopted sister, who lives in another country right now. And in her transition between here and this other country, she stayed for a couple of weeks at my mom's house. And $60 went missing from my sister's wallet, and he said that my adopted sister took it. And I'm like, well, she's a mooch, but she's not a thief, you know?
Right.
And she's only a mooch because we let her mooch, you know? She's practically blood. We let her mooch.
Right.
So, whatever.
Well, then, good riddance.
Right.
Good fucking riddance, then.
Oh, it gets better.
Yeah.
No, the story gets better.
I know.
Yeah, so about a week ago, he starts getting really, really mean about it and blaming my youngest sister for saying that she's a meth head too. And my mom's like, well, we'll get her drug tested. And my sister's like, yeah, I'll get drug tested. No problem. Drug test me all you want. And he's like, well, I'll just, there's a shampoo she can do so that you can't test her hair. And my sister's a beautician. And she's like, I would never put that in my hair because I know what it'll do. It'll make me bald.
Right.
She said, no, that's not happening. You can test me. The hair dyes and things that she uses don't damage the actual hair itself, so it can still be tested for drugs. So she's like, test me all you want. I don't care. And so then he changes, you know, his stories and whatever.
Maybe she got it for somebody else.
Yeah, maybe she got it for somebody else and whatever. Like, he tried to say that on New Year's Eve,
they
smoked meth together.
Except he didn't realize she was with us.
Right.
Yeah,
on New Year's Eve.
She was with one of the three of us all New Year's until she went to work the next day.
Uh-huh.
All night long from about like 7 o'clock at night until like 7 o'clock the next morning.
So he's doing the typical drug blame. Everybody,
right.
Pull everybody in that you can.
Poor little
drag
old me.
Drag them down with you.
Right.
Then when that doesn't work, starting about Wednesday night last week, this last week, like almost, yeah.
He started calling my work.
He started calling my mom's work because he was sending her text messages about how he's going to do enough heroin to kill himself, and don't you care about me? And blah, and she's trying to be like,
let me load the syringe for you.
Yeah. She's like, look, you know what? I can't do this. I can't make these decisions for you. I can't help you. You are the only one who can help yourself. And I'm
turning
done.
My phone off.
I'm turning my phone off. I'm done talking to you. I have work to do. She's at work, right?
Right.
So she turns her phone off. So he starts calling her work. She works for a big casino in town. So she was working downstairs that night. And
where there's a phone.
Where there's a phone. And he knows the extension to that phone. We all do. If we need an emergency, we know where to call to get her.
Okay. So he calls her on that phone.
So he calls her on that phone, and he starts making shit like, you need to read your text messages, bitch, you stupid scunt. You scunt. He doesn't know the word scunt, but essentially that's what he was calling my mom. And, you know, you need to read my text messages, you stupid bitch, and, you know, blah, 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 over and over, and starts threatening her. I know how to get a hold of you. I know where to find you. I'm going to start shit for you at work. All this other crap, on and on, all night long. She finally calls security. Security has all the calls being routed down to her department, screened at PBX before they come through to her department.
Right.
They make her move her car so that surveillance can keep an eye on it. And they tell her, when you come back in, because this was her Friday, right? She's the next 2 days off. And they're like, when you come back in, bring us a picture of them, and we'll post it up into our security system and our facial recognition software, which they all have, will keep him from entering the property. They'll 86 him from the property immediately for threatening an employee.
Right. Speaking of 86, I don't mean to interrupt you, but do you guys know where that came from? The old gangsters years ago would take you 8 miles out and put you 6 feet under.
Oh.
Nice. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Okay, go ahead.
Calypso would know that because she knows people.
Yeah.
Right. Who know people who know people.
Right. She's related.
That's right. He's a friend of mine, not a friend of ours.
Right. So the next morning, she calls me at like 2:45 in the morning. I'm staying the night at her house because we're thinking about going out to her ranch. She owns property in another state. We're thinking about going out there because we have a big like women's weekend we're trying to put together out there. We need to prep the place and all that crap. Take down the Christmas decorations. So she calls me at 2:45. I'm spending the night at her house. She's like, I need you to go downstairs and put a lock on the front gate because there's a gate that goes across the front entryway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? Why? She's like, well, because Richard Channa has been sending me threatening messages and calling me at work, and I need you to, you know, lock. I would feel better if you locked the gate. And I'm like, okay. So I stumble around downstairs all half awake, and I get a lock, and I lock the gate, and I go back upstairs, and I lay down. And I said, I hope this asshole shows up. I want to whoop his ass. Go right back to sleep. Next morning, I get up at like 7:30. I'm going to take my son to school, you know, get him all ready or whatever, and I go downstairs, and I go out into the garage to smoke a cigarette because it's too cold to smoke outside, so we smoke in the garage. And I open the garage, and she's sitting there. She's not supposed to be home for like 2 more hours. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here? And she goes, well, they let me go early so that I wouldn't be going home at my regular hour so that
because he knew when she got off.
Because he knows when she gets off.
Right.
And I'm like, that's pretty bad, Mom, when security and your bosses will say you should probably go home early. What's going on?
Right.
So we start reading the text messages and the voicemails. And I'm like, you know what? We need to go get a restraining order.
Right.
Because it's getting to the point where the threats are they're actual threats. It's, I know where to find you. I'm going to make you pay. We're going to play this game. I know how to play this game. You have more to lose than I do. You know, well, she has more to lose than you do because, well, you're a loser and have nothing. And she's, you know, awesome and upwardly mobile and a contributing member to society and owns a house and 2 cars and is fucking awesome. Right?
And a motorcycle.
And a motorcycle because my mom is fucking rocking.
So you go to the police.
So no, we go. Well, we go to the police, and the police say you got to go to court to the court office to the courthouse to file a restraining order. So we go to the courthouse and we file the restraining order, and the restraining order doesn't take effect for 2 days because I got to process it and all that stuff. Right. But they're like, you have to call them and you have to tell them that to stop harassing you. You have to make an attempt to advise him that you find the harassment uncomfortable.
Like, okay. Stop calling me!
It's uncomfortable that you're threatening to kill me.
Right.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I call him because my mom doesn't want to talk to him. I call him and I'm like, look, you need to stop calling because he's calling my sister now too. And, you know, Senna, I hear you've got cancer. I hope it kills you. You know, just being fucking nuts. Right. Complete psycho. And so she's like, oh, whatever. Dish bag. So I call him and I'm like, hey, you need to stop calling my mom. you need to stop calling my sister. And you need to stop whatever the hell it is you're doing, or we're going to go to the police. And he goes, fuck you, you fucking cunt, and hangs up on me. You fat fucking cunt, and hangs up on me. I'm like, oh, hell no. So I call his ass back, and I said, listen, you fat disgusting slob, don't you ever fucking call my mom, my sister, or come by this house again. And he says, fuck you, bitch, I'll blow you and that house up. I'm like, oh, thank you very much, I'm going to the police now. Because that's a direct threat on my life and the lives of those around me. So we go to the police station.
This was fun.
Yeah, the police station is great. We go in. Now, mind you, I had planned on spending the rest of the day doing nothing. So I was in sweatpants, a spaghetti strap tank top, and some flip-flops looking straight up trailer trash. Straight white trailer trash, fat white trailer trash, too. So I look like that slobby bitch you see all up on Cops all the time, except that there's no stains on my clothes. And
she has all her teeth.
Good, I have all my teeth. Of course, I do have a cigarette in one hand, and, you know, I should have a bottle of whiskey in the other, but I didn't.
She left that in the car.
Yeah, that would have made life a lot better, trust me.
Right.
So we're filling out all the paperwork, and we're up talking to the lady who's processing all our information, and people keep walking by our booth going, make sure you're very thorough. And she's like, I know to be very thorough. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you got to be really thorough, because I want to make sure if this asshole fucks up again that he's gone.
Right.
Right. So policemen keep walking by, because we're at a police station, and I keep pointing them out, and I'm like, hey, because my son's with us, right? And I'm like, hey, look. You know, baby, there's policeman. And he's like, hi, policeman. He's 4. He doesn't know any better, you know. My mom goes outside. Yeah, psycho dude. The whole time we're at the courthouse and the police station, he's still calling and text messaging and making friends.
Wow, he is not smart.
No, so she's still...
Wait, it gets better.
They're reading the text messages and listening to the
voicemails. Wait a minute, the cops are?
Yeah. While they're filling out the paperwork, they're like, awesome. Oh yeah, this is going to be good. No problem with the harassment charges.
He says it's going to plant something in my car.
Right, he says he's going to plant something in her car.
And they call the cops.
So the cop says... The cop lady who's taken out on the information says, go check your vehicles.
Now would be a good time to make that drug deal.
Right?
Right.
The cop says, just check all your vehicles daily, throw it out, whatever we don't find, we can't say you ever had. Right?
Cool.
Because possession in this possession is 100% of the law. They don't care if someone else put it in there. It's in your vehicle.
Right, right.
Right. Cops here don't care.
Nope.
So... while we're there, this one black lady police officer keeps walking by, and it's just me and my son right now because my mom's outside in her car making sure there's no, like, crack in it and smoking a cigarette because she's completely stressed out. And I'm giving, like, a physical description of the guy and all the information I can and reading the 60-some-odd text messages that are coming through, right?
Wow.
I think in the end they ended up putting 60 phone calls and text messages on the harassment charges. Wow. Right. Yeah. And... she keeps walking by, and finally she comes up to me and she goes, do you have someone who can take your son? And I'm like, why? My mom's outside smoking a cigarette. And she goes, well, I need you to come with me. And I'm like, well, you can go outside and get my mom. My mom walks through the door at that exact moment, and I'm like, mom, can you sit with Daniel? And she's like, why? And I'm like, I really don't know, but I have to go outside with the police officer, so I'm going to go outside with the police officer. And we get outside, and she just starts handcuffing me. And I'm like, can you tell me why you're handcuffing me? And she goes, you have warrants for your arrest. Oh, I should file a complaint. I was never given my Miranda rights.
Whoa.
I should file a complaint. I just realized that.
So you're looking like white trailer trash at the police station.
At the police
filling out a report.
For harassment.
But, you know, as this story's going on, I'm hearing in the back of my head, bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah.
What you gonna do?
Apparently, I should be on that show, World's Dumbest Criminals.
I have warrants. I'm going to come into the office and make it easy for you.
Warrants I didn't even know about. Warrants from 7 years ago that I've already been to court for.
Wow.
Paid fines on, but I don't have any of the paperwork for this now. So.
Well, 7 years later.
Right, 7 years later. So eventually they let me go because we paid to lift the warrants because the marshal showed up to transport me, you know, all that good stuff. And we get to the detective. We have to call the detective because he changes his phone number because we tell him that the police have his name and phone number now. He changes his phone number and he continues to harass us. We call the detective, give him his new number. He gets in contact with Richard, the detective does, and says, if you ever call these girls again, I will come down and arrest you. And he's like, oh, I'm moving to Chicago on Saturday. And he's like, okay, if you call them, I'll call Chicago PD and have them arrest you and we'll extradite you to Vegas. I really don't care. As far as I'm concerned, the restraining order's in place. And so we haven't heard from him in like 2.5 days.
An episode like this would turn you off of men for a really long time.
Absolutely.
I hope your mom doesn't get turned off by men.
Right. Don't give
up. Did you have anybody crazy like that for you, Mom?
No.
Threaten you or anything like that? No?
Nope.
I did. I had one guy come at me with a knife and smash the windshield on my Bronco one time.
Oof.
Yeah.
I had an ex because that used my to roommate- beat my ass. Does that count?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, my roommate who wanted to bone my boyfriend told him that I had given some dude a blowjob for $60, and so he went all crazy psycho.
$60, that's it?
Yeah. No, just kidding.
I'm like, and you both know my ex psycho dude.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't need we say anymore.
No. Now, very similar to your story. Very similar.
Yeah, very similar, except that it's 3 years later. Well, you haven't heard from him in months.
It's been at least 6 months or so.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Thank God.
The last time he tried to friend me on Facebook, and I just blocked him. And he wanted to go out for coffee. We should go out for coffee. Like nothing ever happened. I'm like, what?
Well, like you didn't trash my house, ruin my life.
Actually trashed
your house. Yeah.
Trashed the house. Destroyed so much of my stuff. He didn't have anything of his own because he destroyed it all. Mm-hmm. He never had anything nice because he destroyed it all.
Wow.
And Mom warned me the whole time. I don't know, Alexia. This not a good guy.
I wish my kids had warned me.
We did.
Yeah, they did try.
I've been telling you. I've been telling her for months. You know, when I come over and I hang out, Rich is gone all day while you're sleeping.
They did try. I was there for some.
Well, he's supposed to be out looking for a job.
Yeah.
Well,
he ain't dressed like he's going to look for a job.
Right.
All scruffy and smelling like
drugs. Usually, meth addicts don't wear a suit and tie to the office.
Drugs are a horrible thing. You never know. I mean, with my ex, it was like an instant change.
Oh yeah.
A year and a half in, it was wonderful. And then a year and a half, all of a sudden, just boom, out of the blue, fighting all the time, things being thrown across the house. Just crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah. It's not a good thing, kids.
And you never know either, because sometimes it's just crazy. You don't even know they're doing drugs until after.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. I think we all have a little bit of those horror stories.
Yeah. You've been lucky, Mom. Mm-hmm. You've been very, very lucky. Mm-hmm. I think I knew one of your boyfriends. He smoked pot, but he was really mellow.
They usually are.
Played loud music, rock and roll. Sat in the garage, stoned all the time.
That's awesome.
She would cook. He'd eat cucumber salad and all.
He's like, this cucumber awesome. Tastes familiar. I really like this salad, honey.
Do you have any advice, sex expert, for what to do when you meet up with crazy people like this? Or
stay away from them.
Of course. How can
they
you
don't
tell?
Have
do
signs,
you know
though. It's a crazy
you have
person.
To get to know them. You can't just jump in bed with them and say, hey, sex good, I'm going to do it. You know, and don't worry about, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
You know, I never have that problem. If I had that problem, he out of there. Nope, I don't play. I'm sorry.
She life does. She takes her
life
time.
Life is too short. You know, you want to be happy. You want you to be happy, mm-hmm. not anyone else. You. If what you're happy, everybody else can be happy.
What's such good mom advice? Yep.
And she.
I really feel like an orphan.
Stop. They'll be your mom.
If anyone out there wants to adopt me, you can call
your mom,
in now.
Your mom gives great advice. Honey, go kiss that guy.
Yep. Right? And if you won't stick your tongue in his mouth, then God damn it, I just will. Let mama show you how it's done, honey.
No, it's okay if you bring that strange man back to my house.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I didn't tell you that. Alexia and I met a mutual...
Or
should we say?
We have to save the story for when we can do the whole the angels and everything. Cause
No. I wasn't gonna out you. I was just gonna tell everybody that when I went up to my mom and said, "Hey, Mom, this dude. Oh my God. Yeah, I think he wants to get laid." She's like, "Are you bringing him home?" I'm like, "Can I?" She goes, "Fuck yeah! Get all this extra room now that your brothers and sisters aren't at home anymore."
Here's a condom.
So we get home. She goes to get a cup of coffee. She goes
practically.
She goes get a cup of coffee. Goes to bed. She goes, good night, girls. Have fun. That was it. It was great.
It was pretty great.
Yeah, we'll have to tell you guys that story next week, ladies. Is the Beau Saga?
Beau Saga.
All righty, you guys are in for a treat.
Prisoner number 124723.
Or Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, ladies, he's still in until, I believe, the 18th of this month.
Where he's extradited to...
California.
We should totally go sit in lawn chairs with popcorn and watch the extradition.
Dude, that would be awesome.
I wonder if they let us... scorecards.
We should all go in and visit him the day before.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe we should go visit and say where we were here as press, and we want to interview one of your press for our show.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be great.
We need to talk to our station manager about getting us some press passes. That would be awesome.
We actually can amazing. Get those since we are on the radio. Do you remember that when I told you the story about Calypso and the boy who stole her car?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a whole show on him next
week. He'll take up the whole hour.
It'll be fun.
That's right.
So, Mom, do you have any advice for us before we go?
Yes, psycho man expert.
Don't date men from bars.
That's
that cuts out a lot of traffic around here.
I think that's an excellent.
You can take him home and screw him. That's it.
But the best thing is to go to his place.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
I'll get a cheap motel.
Oh, speaking of his place,
Motel 6 on Boulder Highway.
Do you guys remember the guy that met us last night?
Yes.
Mr. Premed.
Yes.
So he texts me today, hey, babe, sorry, I was at the library, didn't get your text message till now. I sent him earlier today. So if we can't go to your place, where can we go to hook up? He sends me, I don't have a good answer for that.
That's code for cheap bastard.
Right. I said, what about getting a room? He goes, maybe sometime. I said, okay, then take care. If you can't spend $50 to go get laid, brother, you and I, sorry.
Sunday,
no matter how
Thursday,
good the sex would have been.
$35. How can you beat that? No credit card required.
Right.
No ID required.
Right.
You just walk up, hand him $40, tell him keep the change, get a room with some extra AC.
And the stealing of property is the reason you don't bring him home.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. You got to keep an eye on him. Mm-hmm. That's why us girls always know where we're going, who the other one is going with. We even find out license plate numbers on occasion.
And we will knock on foggy car windows.
Yes, we will.
Yes, they will. Trust me. Found that one out. So, yeah. Yeah. So, there's our advice.
Awesome.
Good advice. Anything else? Anything else, Mom? We got a couple minutes.
No, stay healthy.
Stay healthy. That's always good.
Mm-hmm. Be happy. Stay healthy.
Use protection.
Use protection. Yeah.
All the time.
All the time.
You guys wouldn't believe.
Yeah, I gotta go get a gun.
Well, I wasn't thinking of that kind of protection, but okay. I'm amazed at the guys I've run into that do not want to use protection. You don't know me any more than I know you. So just because I tell you I don't have anything, can you really trust that?
Did you know that in Washington, D.C., they are finally distributing the female condom?
I heard that.
It doesn't make the noise anymore.
Which kind of creeps me out a little bit, you know? Because, I mean, I'm okay with hearing the bed squeak, but if I'm hearing my crotch squeak, we're having an issue, okay?
But now you don't have to rely on the guy to provide it anymore. But then we girls, we always carry extra condoms.
I carry them in my purse because I never
remember a time when we bought the super pack and just
split them up. We need to do that again because my supplies are running low, so...
So, yeah, it only comes out to like $3 or $4 a piece.
That's right. That's right.
That's it. 2 minutes.
All right. It's been a great week, everyone. Great. Thank you very much. We are going to leave you with our theme song here, Kitty Kitty.
Thanks, moms.
This is by the Yeller Bellies. Good night. Check them out, myspace.com/YellerBellies, YellerBellies, Yeller Bellies.
Have a good week, guys. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Chokde.
Well, my girl's got the sweetest pussy. Mrs. E in her lap. Be the first to admit and want to stroke that kid and fell right into her trap. Now all that fur and purring gives me cause to pause. She may have a pretty kitty, but watch out for those claws. And I'm calling out, yeah, kitty, kitty.